Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue in Masechet Shabbos, our first full shiur of Seder Moed, and we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah is going to, instead of talking about Shabbos itself, it's going to talk about things that relate to Erev Shabbos, particularly things that are Midrabanan, that you're not really supposed to do, not only on Erev Shabbos, but you're not supposed to do any day, because if it's Samach L'Mincha, if it's close to Mincha, you might miss Davening Mincha. So we're going to talk about these things that are relevant for Erev Shabbos, but really not only Erev Shabbos, but really other days as well. They come over here because then the Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about things that relate to Erev Shabbos. So Mishnah Beis introduces it by telling us a number of things that you're not allowed to do around Mincha time or before Mincha on a regular day, lest you forget to daven Mincha. So says the Mishnah, Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samach l'mincha ad sheyispalel. The person shouldn't sit down in front of a barber to get a haircut when it comes close to Mincha time, until you actually daven Mincha. Once you daven Mincha, then there's no longer a concern that you're going to forget Mincha because you've already davened it. Mincha generally is, samach generally means a half hour. So when we say samach l'mincha means a half hour before the zman of Mincha, but there are two zmanim of Mincha. There's a zman of Mincha, which is a half hour after Chatzos, and there Chatzos Hayom, and then that's Mincha Gedola, and then there is Mincha Katana. So the Mincha, we're talking about Mincha Gedola. So already starting at Chatzos, the Bartanur points out, already starting at Chatzos, you're not allowed to sit and get a haircut, even though you can have plenty of time to daven later on. But you know, who knows what could happen when you're getting a haircut? The Bartanur points out, the barber might give you might be giving you a haircut, and then Gzeira Shemi Yishaber Hazug Shel Saparim, his scissors might break. Achashe Hischel Estaper, when you have half a haircut, and then Vitavar Onas Tatfila Kodem She Taknenu V'Yashlem Matisporas, and then the zman of Tfila is going to pass before he has a time, before he has a chance to fix the scissors. And I guess with half your head of a haircut and half your head not haircut, you're not going to want to get out of that chair until he fixes those scissors. So you may just stay there and wait for him to fix the scissors, and then the whole zman is going to pass. So we want to make sure that you daven mincha before you take a haircut. But it's not only about a haircut. Le'ikonis adam lamerchatz v'lo lebursiki v'lo le'echol v'lo ledin. You shouldn't go take a bath. You shouldn't, because bathing used to not just be done at home. It was a whole ordeal where you'd have to go to a bathhouse. So you're not supposed to do that until you daven mincha, because especially bathhouses used to be extremely hot, and there was a lot of steam, and it might cause someone to pass out. So he's going to need to rest after taking a bath, nor to go to a tannery, because the tannery is dealing with some expensive stuff. You have hides of animals that are very expensive, and if you see that they're not doing a good job tanning them, then you might spend time there, and you might not. You might not focus enough to remember to daven mincha, because you're going to be too focused on the potential money loss. So not to a barber, not to a bathhouse, not to a tannery, and then v'lo lechol, also not to eat. You shouldn't sit down to start a meal, even if it's just a little meal, because meals can tend to extend for a long time. And if it's ever been at a long Shabbos afternoon meal that's just interminable, can relate that sometimes meals go longer than we like them to be. And also v'lo ledin, and also, you're not allowed to sit as a dayan on a din Torah, even if it's just to give the psak din, the Bartanur points out, because even up until this man of the psak din, something new can come to light, and it could, and new arguments may need to be heard, and it could take a lot of time. Vim hischilu ein mafsikim, but if you started doing all of these things, or any of these things rather, then you don't have to stop in the middle in order to daven. You could finish what you started, and then you could daven. So if there's not enough time to finish what you started, so then you obviously have to daven. But if there is enough time to finish what you started, meaning al derech hateva, that there would be enough time to finish and then still daven, so you can keep going, you don't have to stop. But mafsikim likros kriya shema vein mafsikim litfila. You do have to stop in order to say kriya shema if the zman kriya shema comes, but you don't have to stop for tfila. So the kriya shema is a mitzvah da'oraisa that you have to do twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, and since it's a chiyuv da'oraisa, whatever else you're doing has to be paused, even if you think you'll still be able to chap kriya shema later, whatever else you're doing has to be paused. When it comes to tfila, you don't have to stop in order to daven Shmona Esrei, right? Because that's only a mitzvah midrabanan. Now that's a little bit interesting because there is a machlokas Rambam Ramban whether tefillah is in fact only a mitzvah midrabanan. Certainly tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The question is whether tefillah b'chol yom is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But even if tefillah b'chol yom, tefillah each and every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa, still it would not require you to daven the full Shmona Esrei on a d'oraisa level. It certainly would not require a daven Shmona Esrei more than once a day on a daraisa level. So therefore, we're assuming that we're dealing with a din midrabanan. So now the Mishnah talks about things that relate to Mishnah Gimel talks about things that relate to erev Shabbos in particular. Lo yetze hachayot b'machto samach l'chashecha shem yishkach v'yetze. If a person is a tailor, he can't go out with his needle in his clothing when it's samach l'chashecha on Friday, when it's close to Shabbos on Friday, because he might forget that he's carrying his needle, and he'll go out with it on Shabbos into the street, and that's going to be a violation of an Isser of Hotza'ah. Similarly, v'lo alavlar b'kul maso, and a scribe can't go out with his quill when it's close to nightfall, because it's the same thing. A tailor can't go out with his needle, even if it's pinned to his clothing. A scribe can't go out with his pen, even if it's tucked behind his ear, as scribes tend to do, because those are things that they carry that way all the time. So going out in that way on Shabbos is a violation of an Issur D'Oraisa. Anyone else is not allowed to go carrying those objects, even if he carries them in a regular way in his hand. These are the more common cases of a Chayit B'machto or a Lavlar B'kul Maso, that they shouldn't go out in that way. I guess the modern day equivalent, one of my Talmidim told me that he was headed to Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and his wife said to him, you have your AirPods in your ear, and he had not realized that. He had not noticed that he had his AirPods in his ear, which was a fascinating halacha question. What if that would have happened when he came home from shul, or while he was already in shul and it was Shabbos? Are you allowed to remove your AirPods from your ear in the normal way? Because it's a muktzah shayla, but walking around with it, you're certainly creating some sort of sense of electric current, because the AirPods are constantly communicating or searching for the device that it's paired up with. Okay, but that's not related to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes and tells us another Issur D'Rabbanan that's also there to prevent us from violating a gzeira, lest we do a d'oraisa. V'lo yefale es kelev v'lo yikra la'orener. You shouldn't take lice out of your clothing or read by the light of a candle, of a lamp, because you might tilt the lamp and it's going to make the flame bigger, and that's going to be an Issur Mida Oraisa. That's going to be a violation of either Mavir or Mechabe, because it's going to move, the oil in the lamp moves away from the wick and it causes the light to dim, and you generally try to fix it by tilting it so that the oil goes toward the wick, and that's an Issur D'Oraisa to do on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because we're not allowed to even read by the light of a lamp on Shabbos, by the light of a ner on Shabbos, lest you come to do that. But Emes Amru Hachazin Roa Hechan Etinokus Korim Avol Hula Yikra. Now a teacher of young children is allowed to look using the light of a lamp to see where children are holding in their laning, in their reading, but he's not allowed to read whatever it is that they're reading for himself. So he can, take a quick look to see where they, to point them to the right place, because he's not going to sit there focusing. It's just going to be a very quick look. But the children are allowed to do it, because they wouldn't tilt anything, because their Rebbe is right there. They would never dare to do anything if their Rebbe is right there. That's what the Bartanura points out. Rabban La Arhaner She'emas Rabban Aleihem, because they have the Ema, the fear of their Rebbe, presuming that the Rebbe is a strict disciplinarian and the kids know what it means to have respect for the Rebbe. And then there's another Isimid Rabbanan that you're not allowed to do, but not related to Shabbos. Kayotziba lo yochal hazav im hazava mipnei hergala veira, that a zav is not allowed to eat with a zava alone because that might lead them to an avera. A zav is a person who's tameh, a zav is a woman who's tameh, a zav is a man, a zav is a woman. So when either the man is a zav or the woman is a zava, they're not allowed to have tashma shamita. So one of the isurim midrabanan that we don't allow is not to eat together alone in the normal way, which is it doesn't really mean that when the man is a zav and the woman is a zav, it means one or the other. Meaning, if either one is tameh, they're not allowed to have tashma shemitah, and therefore they're not allowed to eat together. This, of course, is one of the harchakos in Hilchos Nida. That's why we require a heker, and this sugya on this mishnah is the basis for that din in Hilchos Nida. So, to quickly review what we learned today, so Mishnah Beis, we learned about things that you're not allowed to do on any weekday close to mincha time, such as sit to get a haircut, go into a bathhouse, go to a tannery, eat, or start a din Torah. But if you started already, you don't have to stop in the middle. But for Kriya Shema, you would have to stop in the middle because Kriya Shema is a Doraisa. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said Dafka on Erev Shabbos, a tailor shouldn't go out with his needle, a sofer shouldn't go out with his quill. A person shouldn't use a candlelight to remove lice from his clothing or to read, because that requires a lot of focus on very small things, so in small letters or tiny lice, and therefore you might come to tilt the candle. And we said, but if you're a teacher of young children, you could take a quick glance to show them where to start reading, and the children are allowed to start reading La'or Haner. And then the final gezeira midrabanan, have nothing to do with all the rest, is that a zav or a zava, meaning a zav is not allowed to eat with his wife, nor a zava with her husband together, alone, when they are tameim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid.